If a community was fasting for rain, and on the day of the fast, rain started coming down for them. So the entire purpose of fasting has now sort of been removed. So if this occurred before sunrise, then they do not need to complete the fast, and they can go and eat. And this is even referring to the fast which begins from the previous night. Since the main part of the fast is the daytime, the previous night is just an extension of the fast, but you're only considered to have really begun to fast once the actual day, the morning, has begun. But says the Mishnah, if it rains after sunrise, so after the fast has really truly begun, yashlimu, then they do need to complete the fast, because at the end of the day this fast was decreed upon them, and once they've really begun the fast, then they need to complete it. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're only considered to have really begun to fast properly, that it's considered to be a day of a fast, only if half of the day has gone by already with you having fasted. So kodim chatzos, before midday, lo yashlimu, they do not need to complete the fast if it rained already before midday. So the day is not considered to be a fast day totally, and therefore they can start eating. La'achar chatzos, but if it only starts raining after midday, then yashlimu, they do need to complete the fast, since that day has now got a name of a day of a fast. According to Eliezer, since most people's main meal is eaten at midday, so before that it's not really considered to have been fasting. Because anyway, most people have not really had a real meal. They don't generally have a real proper meal before midday. Only once they've skipped a main meal is it considered to be that they have fasted. The Mishnah and the Perek end off with a story which supports Eliezer's opinion. Maisa, there was a story which happened, Shegozru Tanis b'Loid, that the Beis Din decreed a fast in the place called Loid. And in the middle of the fast, and rain came down before midday. It rained after the day had begun, after sunrise, but before midday. And Omelhem Rabbi Tarfon told the people of that city, go out, eat and drink, and make a Yom Tov, make a joyous day. Because Hashem has answered our tefillas, and they went out and they ate and they drank and they had a real Yom Tov meal. And after they ate, uvobin harbayim v'kor halal hagadol, they came in the afternoon and they recited halal hagadol, which is the chapter in Tehillim which begins hodu l'Hashem ki tov, thank, praise Hashem for it is good. And the second last pasuk in that chapter of Tehillim is Nesin Nechem Lechol Basar Kil Olam Chasdei, that Hashem gives bread and food to everybody because His kindness is everlasting. And so because rain came down and that is the source for their sustenance and food, that is an appropriate thing to recite and thank Hashem with that Tehillim. And that's also the reason why they ate before saying Hallel, so that they could really thank Hashem for the food and for the food which would grow as a result of the rain. The focus of a large part of the final perek of the Masechta are particular dates on which people fasted, and other laws which applied on the fast days, which are not really related to the fast itself. It could be that these laws are a result of the fast, however the main focus are on the other details, and the other laws which apply on the fast days, other than the fasting itself. Now, although outside of Eretz Yisrael nowadays, the custom of many is not to say Birkas Kohanim. The Kohanim do not bless the people in the shul during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, in Eretz Yisrael, that is still the custom. And during the times of the Mishnah, that was the custom everywhere. And according to the strict letter of the law, every single Shemoneh Esrei requires the Birkas Kohanim, that the Kohanim will get up before the bracha of Sim Shalom, before the final bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and bless everybody else who is present. Now, midrabbanan, Kohanim do not perform Birkas Kohanim during Mincha Shemoneh Esrei, since Mincha is davened after a relatively large meal of lunch, and there is a danger that Kohanim may have drank a bit of wine during that meal. And since Birkas Kohanim is similar to serving in the Beis HaMikdash, it's similar to the service which the Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash, so just like it's forbidden to enter and serve in the Beis HaMikdash after having drunk wine, so too it's forbidden for them to do Birkas Kohanim after having drunk wine. And so because of that danger of Kohanim having drunk wine during lunch, midrabbanan, Birkas Kohanim does not apply in Mincha. So on a regular day, there would only really be Birkas Kohanim once a day during Shachris. Of course, there wouldn't be Birkas Kohanim during Maariv, since the Shemoneh Esrei is not repeated by the Chazan during Maariv. Now, at least according to this Mishnah, on a fast day, Kohanim do Birkas Kohanim during Mincha. Since the entire reason why the Rabbanon said that they shouldn't do it during Mincha is in case they drank wine, So on a fast day, that danger does not exist, and therefore they do perform Birkas Kohanim during Mincha on a fast day. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha Parakim Bashana, on 3 points, at 3 occasions during the year, Kohanim Loisins Kapehem, the Kohanim literally lift up their palms, lift up their hands, that's referring to Birkas Kohanim, which they perform while their hands are lifted up, Arba Pa'om Bayoim, 4 times in one day, Bashachris, in the Shrona Esrei of Shachris, Bamusuf, during Musaf, Vamincha, during Mincha, when Ilas Sha'orim, during the tefillah known as Ne'ilah, the closing of the gates, sort of the last chance to daven before the day ends. So during that added Shmoneh Esrei, after Mincha, they would also do Birkas Kohanim. What are those 3 occasions? Bataniyos, on fast days, which we have been learning about throughout this Masechta. The tefillah of Ne'ilah, which we nowadays only say on Yom Kippur, is said at the end of a fast, which is decreed for a particular tragedy, or if it hasn't been raining. Secondly, of Ma'amodos, and for the Ma'amodos, which is the focus of the next few Mishnayos, and this refers to the groups of non-Kohanim, who would spend a week at a time davening and reading certain parts of the Torah. They were sort of the messengers of the rest of the Jewish people to sort of represent them and make sure that the korbanos which were being brought on behalf of the entire Jewish people. And we'll go into more detail in the coming Mishnayos. But as it may, they would fast. And because of that, the Kohanim would do Birkas Kohanim even during Mincha, because there was no danger of them having become drunk of Yom HaKippurim and on Yom Kippur. Now, the obvious question is that there's no Musaf on fast days regularly, and on the Ma'amodos, there's no Musaf or Ne'ilah. And so we have to explain the Mishnah that when it says that it is said 4 times, that is only referring to Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. The reason why the Mishnah lists the other two is because for the other two, the point is that every single time the Chazan does repeat the Shemoneh Esrei that day, the Kohanim do Birkas Kohanim. Now it happens to be that there might not be a Musaf, or it might not be a Ne'ilah for the Ma'amod. However, they do it during Mincha, and so every time that there is sort of a chance to do it, they do it. But only Yom Kippur would have Birkas Kohanim 4 times during that day.